Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. As we share this, it's currently the month of Marcheshvan, popularly described as the only month in the Jewish calendar with no holidays. Really, Elul has no holidays either, but Elul itself is a time of special observance. Anyway, because of its lack of holidays, some read the Mar in Marcheshvan as bitter, rendering the month Bitter Cheshvan. But is Cheshvan really bereft of spiritual observances? Or, like Elul, does it have a special significance all its own? To address this question, here's Rabbi Dr. Yitzchak Breitowitz on OU Holidays with a shiur entitled Cheshvan, the most important month of the year.
I'm describing the trajectory of the Chagim, right? Rosh Hashanah, where we make Hashem the king, Yom Kippur, the day of forgiveness and reconciliation, Sukkos, the Simcha of Hashem welcoming us into his home, Simchas Torah, Me'ein Olam Haba, where even in the physical home we see Hashem. So we're going up, 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 higher and higher and higher. And then, just like, you know, you're running a marathon, 26 miles, and then you stop all of a sudden. What's next? What happens now? Ordinary life. Go back to the routine. So Rav Tzadok says, this is what Sefer Yetzira means. When Sefer Yetzira says that in Cheshvan, there will be a hergesh, there will be a feeling of nefilah, falling down. A person can lose a lot of that kedusha. Yeah. That's very true. That's very true. It was a month of destruction. That's right. That would be connected to it. Because when there's spiritual nefilah, there's physical nefilah. So how do you protect yourself from that? So Rav Tzadok says the antidote is reyach. What is reyach? He says reyach is what is left when the physical thing is no longer here. Let's imagine you had a big roast chicken or a barbecue, right? And all the meat got finished or everything was taken out of the room. So there's no more chicken left. But there might be a nice aroma that can remind you of the chicken. Those of you who are literary, if you ever read, which I have not, Marcel Proust's Remembrance of Things Past, which is, I think, the biggest novel. Well, it was written in French, but it's, I don't know, 2,000 pages, gigantic novel. It begins, the whole story begins with someone smelling something that triggered a certain memory that reconnected him to his past. And therefore, Cheshvan does not have the mamashut. It does not have the reality of the Chagim. But there is a reyach in Cheshvan that still connects us, that we think, we remember, we relive, and this gives us chizuk to go on. But we could go a little further with this. And in many ways, one might say, maybe with a little exaggeration, that Cheshvan is the most important month of the year. In its very ordinariness, it is Cheshvan that is the test of whether we truly have been transformed by the Yomim Noraim or if it was just a superficial exercise. The Chazon Ish used to give a mashal, very, very nice mashal. He says, if you put a pot on a fire, and the pot bubbles over, it overflows. And you're asked, how full was this pot? You really don't know, because even if it's a half empty, when it's on a fire, it'll overflow. The only way you could tell how full a pot really is when it's off the fire. Then I can see, is it full? Is it half empty? So, when a person is connected to the fire of his lavos, of enthusiasm, of avoda, of chagim, and a person is inspired, that does not necessarily reflect the internal changes that are within them. Because even if they really didn't do any of that work, they get caught up. We get caught up in the simcha, in the aliyah of a chag. But the real test of whether we've been changed, whether we've been transformed, is when you no longer have the special occasions. How are you going to conduct your life? Will it be a little different? And that's why I think the Friedeker Rebbe of Chabad once asked his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and after Simchas Torah, he says, so what do we do now? What's our Avodah now? You know, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, all of it's over. What do we do now? And his father said, now is the time to really do tshuva. Which means, in a funny way, the Yomim Naran were so caught up in the actual observance of the Chagim that perhaps we didn't give a lot of thought about the tangible ways that we're going to try to make our life better and different. And it is precisely the confrontation with the ordinary that is the test of whether the Yomim Noraim, the days of awe, have transformed us.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.